96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's called the 47th Annual Legislative Conference of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. Whew, long name, but better known as the CBC. But if you've never been, or if you've only had the chance to attend one of the many storied social events, you really don't have an idea about why the annual conference exists or what happens. You may not also have a grasp of the issues that come out of this historic annual event. Well, we're talking about that tonight. And joining me in studio are Melissa Bradley, managing partner at Sidecar Social Finance, and Joteka Edey. She's a political analyst and vice president of policy, strategic engagement, and impact for LendUp. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
The lines are open. We're talking about the CBC tonight. And what are the issues facing black legislators on Capitol Hill, as well as black America? Give us a call if you have a comment or a question. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Follow us also on Twitter using the hashtag WHURFM. Okay, let's get a thumbnail sketch, assuming that some of the people listening right now are really not familiar with what happens at the CBC conference, what goes on there, because usually once everything filters out, the first thing that you hear, Melissa, is, girl, did you go to that party? But the reality is that there's so much more to it. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so I think, unfortunately, the media, except here, only talks about the social events. But the reality is it's a tremendous opportunity to have policymakers, practitioners, civic leaders, corporate executives come together and really talk about the issues we're facing. The panels are educational and help people understand what's happening in our communities. There's opportunity to interact with policy leaders to share your own suggestions and ideas of how to change, for example, the violence we just talked about and heard that's happening here in the District of Columbia. It's a phenomenal networking opportunity, but I would say first and foremost, it's an opportunity for us to talk about us without anyone interrupting and for us to develop the solutions to our problems.
Same question, your perspective, Joteka.
I share Melissa's perspective. The Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference is a real opportunity, a gathering point for those that care about our community, particularly Black America, Black men, Black women, Black children, to come together and have a series of dialogues about policy solutions, about action. And when we look at the opportunities, and yes, you know, people talk about the parties, but all day long in the convention center, there are brain trust, there are educational panels, there are programs that are happening. Melissa and I just participated with the Ford Fund and Pam Alexander, a conversation on empowering Black women in STEM, in technology, and in business. And so there's an opportunity not only to have a discussion and a dialogue, but there's also an opportunity to network and take action. And I think the most important aspect of this conference is that people leave this conference and take action in your local community. Because if we just come to Washington and have a conversation, we don't take action, then I think we miss the point and the intention of what the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation is striving to do.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference, 47th annual legislative conference. If you have a comment or a call or a question, please give us a call. Lines are open. Let's go to Warner, calling from Fort Washington. Warner, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good evening to you and your guests.
Hey, how are you?
My question is to find out how much of a percentage of the Black Republicans are involved in the CBC, and to what extent do you think they're involved, and what do you think they bring back to their Black community?
You know, I think it's important, and thank you for that question. You know, Black folks are not monolithic. You know, we You know, and I don't think you have to be in a certain political party to care about the black community or right. the issues that are facing us. Those right. issues are bipartisan issues. The issues of the violence against black men, the issues of the incarceration of young black women, issues of financial inclusion. Those are all issues that whether you're Republican or Democrat, you should care about it. And I think it's important to note that the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation is a nonpartisan organization.
But with that said, and his question is important, and I think one of the things that he is getting at is that if you are a black Republican attending the CBC, chances are you're going to be in the minority.
Maybe, perhaps, but the event that we were just attended, you know, and I can say this because I know this person, there was a gentleman there.
A gentleman?
I was saying it was a gentleman there. There were multiple gentlemen there, and he is a very active member of the Republican Party. He's an African-American male. That is, you know, a senior leader in the tech community. He's a Republican, and he's here. And, you know, I actually asked him, I said, so you're coming to the conference? He was like, you know, and he made this comment to me. He said, you know, Republicans care about our community, too. And I said, you're exactly right. So it is my hope that there are many Republicans that are here because the issues that the members of Congress and these brain trusts and these conversations, these are issues that it doesn't matter if you're Republican or you're independent or if you're green or if you are a Democrat. We need everyone to care about the conversation and changing policies that affect our communities to make them better to be at the table.
And I'm joking with you ever so slightly, you know, having... And now I'm kind of telling my age, but my parents went to the CBC back in the 70s, okay? And not just, again, to the social events, but that's how I first heard about it because both of my parents were politically active back in the 70s. And so, yes, I am, you know, certainly familiar with, you know, the partisan leanings, of the attendees there, which is, like you said, you made an excellent point. You could be Green Party, you could be, Black Nationalist Party or what have you, because you are going there not only for information, but to move forward with something that you think will impact the black community that lawmakers in attendance need to hear, need to discuss, need to take back to Capitol Hill and perhaps act on.
And not just Capitol Hill, but the Capitol's in their home.
Yeah.
Right. I think, you know, whether they were there or not, I think that we have seen, at least in the past month or so after Charlottesville, several black Republicans come out and say, we may not agree on all issues, but we do know hate when we see it. And so I think it's important to understand that while the conference is put on by the Congressional Black Caucus, it truly is not just about politics, but it is about real solutions, practical solutions that anyone can do. And so there's certainly going to be a political element just by the nature of the host. But I would say it's open to anyone and everybody who wants to show up. And I think that openness, that kind of meta tent has allowed people to really have honest conversations because not all Democrats agree with each other either. So I think it's really a safe place to have conversations with the ultimate goal of how do we advance the progress of black people.
Warner, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the 47th Annual Legislative Conference of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, the CBC. It is in town. Again, lots of issues on the table. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. We're talking about some of the issues facing your community as well as our black legislators on Capitol Hill. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tyra, calling from Lanham. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just had a quick question about how the CBC is really getting the young people involved in some of their activities or, you know, like internships or things of that nature, really.
I mean, the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation and is an amazing leader, A. Shawnice Washington, who is, I must say, a point of personal privilege. She is from South Carolina, where I'm from, and she went to the University of South Carolina, where I went. But she and the leadership, they've done a remarkable job of reaching out to young people and actually creating opportunities. I think a lot of people think that this week is about parties, but really it's about scholarships. A lot of the donations to this conference goes towards their scholarship program. And at the Phoenix Dinner, they feature those young people. There's also the fellows and the young people that they give opportunities to go on Capitol Hill and actually understand the policymaking process. And so there's an incredible amount of young people. And then there are many corporate entities and companies that bring young people that they work with to the conference. And I think it goes without saying, Congresswoman Maxine Waters every year has a brain trust focus on young people. Everyone is, I think it's amazing when you see young people saying Auntie Maxine, mm-hmm. and understanding and recognizing and respecting her place in fighting for them and being a voice for them. I think it's beautiful. And I think you're seeing members of the Congressional Black Caucus really speak to young people in new and innovative ways and across new mediums. So,
and let me add to this, Tyra, again, speaking to the issue, someone who is a second generation attendee, and you talk about young people. Have you ever attended, Tyra? Let me ask.
I'm sorry, have I ever attended?
Have you ever gone to this event? Yeah, have you ever gone to the CBC?
No, never.
Do you have children?
Yes, and that's why I was really kind of curious of they're in just starting college, and I was wondering if it's the age group that they might be working with, or something of that nature.
Well, here's the thing that I would suggest, and if you can't do it this year, this is the plan that you need to make for next year, and I'd certainly want to have a Melissa piggyback on this. There doesn't have to be a program that you are participating in to go. Your children do not have to participate in a program for you to take them. Because one of the things that the CBC does allow, this conference, is those folks that you see on TV, whether they are in the House, whether they are in, your Congress member, is that you will be able to meet them, to shake their hand, to talk to them up close and personal. And if you have a teenager or a preteen or a young adult, take them with you. Am I right about that, Melissa?
Definitely. I think the events are open to everyone. I think it sounds like your children are at the perfect age. I think it's also important to know that the planners are cognizant of the diversity of our community. And so there are panels that are specifically for young people. There are workshops that are often sponsored by corporations or social enterprises that are for young people. There's also an opportunity, if you start now for next year, that if you get in touch with your congressperson, that they can hear from you what things you'd like to hear. They actively recruit young people to be on panels. So I want to be clear that it's not just sit in the back of the room, be seen, not heard. There are very clear opportunities for young people to share their voices and let them know what's happening.
Thank you so much, Tyra. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, the 47th Annual Legislative Conference, underway right now through this weekend at the Washington Convention Center. All kinds of things going on. What can you expect? And what should you expect? I need to take a break, but if you were on the phone, that includes Gwendolyn calling from D.C., please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Lines are still open. We are taking your phone calls, of course, even after 7:30 at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what our guests are doing at the CBC conference. We'll be back in just a moment.